Andy, our celebrity hotline is ringing from Big and Rich. We say good morning to John Rich.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Yay,
hey, John Rich. Where are you today?
Well, I'm in Nashville staying home. I'm sitting in the backyard right now calling you guys.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Right where
awesome.
I'm supposed to be, you know? That's yeah. what we're supposed to be doing right now.
Absolutely. We've been scoping you out on social media, and it looks like you're still having a great time, even though we're all just staying stay home, right? I mean, which stay home. I love that song.
Yeah, you know, I was doing what everybody else has been doing for the past few weeks, and I don't know about you, but I'm walking around the house opening up drawers and cabinets that I have not opened in probably 3 or 4 years just to clean them out. You know, like that's how bored you are. And I'm walking around doing that. And I kept hearing on the news, just stay home. We're in this together. Just stay home. We'll get through it. I thought, man, I wonder if I could write a public service announcement that would kind of put a grin on your face and get the message across. So I went upstairs, grabbed my guitar, and I wrote this little chorus, stay home, stay home. And I thought it was funny and appropriate. And so I finished it out. Big Kenny and I decided to record it and put it out across the country and hopefully give a good word to folks out there. And like I said, something to grin at, too. It's a win-win.
Yeah, and I loved how you tweeted also that as a songwriter, you never thought you'd say it, but the day this song stops getting played will be the best day ever.
That is correct. Yes. I, you know, when you're a singer, you're a songwriter, you're like, man, I want my song to be number one, right? Everybody wants your song to be a hit. Now, I don't want this song to be a hit. I want this song to do its job, remind people to stay home right now. And the day you guys stop playing it, I'm throwing a party. I'm telling you, because that'll be the best day any of us have had in a long time. But in the meantime, stay home, do what you should do. Matter of fact, we just shot a video to this song, of course, quarantine style. It's going to come out in a few days. We took in videos, submissions from people all around the U.S. It's some pretty funny stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. And I know that everybody, you know, it's so funny with social media now. There are so many people that are, you know, like whether they're vlogging or just posting their thoughts and things like that. And everybody is a broadcaster these days. But I'm looking at your Instagram and I see you with your, what is that, like a container of salt on top of a box. And you have your phone up there trying to get on Fox. What's going on there?
I was doing an interview and that was actually in spring break. So that was probably 3 weeks ago now. And they wanted to do a Skype interview for TV. I'm like, well, I can't go anywhere. So I had my phone, but I didn't have anything to set the phone on. I didn't have that little stand, you know, that you can set them on. I didn't have anything. So I'm looking around this kitchen in this house that we were staying in. And I've got a can of Morton salt sitting on a case of Redneck Riviera whiskey. But, you know, like whatever you got to do, do it. But I think people are being very ingenious these days, though, to get around some of these hurdles we're looking at.
Well, speaking of your Redneck Riviera whiskey, I have a confession to make. And that
okay.
is our boss, Raz, gave me a bottle of it, and I have it hidden in the studio. So every once in a while, when Dave and I are having a bad day, or if we're just a little loopy or whatever, sometimes we'll give each other the look, and we like run over to the hidden spot, and we'll do a little swig of whiskey, and it does the job, John Rich.
Well, you know what? It's your little insurance plan, right? And you might have the greatest boss in the world. Good for Raz. You know, I was just in Philadelphia maybe like a month ago. I went to the big flower show thing that you guys have.
Oh, yes.
I went down there. It was right before all this stuff started hitting, and I stood there right in the middle of the flower show with Redneck Riviera whiskey, and I bet you I probably took pictures with 800 or 900 people. I mean, it was unbelievable, and we had Redneck Riviera whiskey set up, and you know, it's in all your fine wine and good spirits. I give 10% of every bottle to the Folds of Honor, which puts kids through college who lost a parent in combat. And to date, Redneck Riviera Whiskey has paid for over 100 college grants,
which
is something I'm pretty proud of. Yeah. But I did that whole event there. And then I heard a couple of weeks ago, Pennsylvania shut down all the liquor stores. Is that still the case?
Yes.
It is. You can still get some stuff through their website. They just opened up the website last week. So
wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... I don't know how y'all are getting along.
It's been tough, you know, because, you know, people, you can still buy in Delaware. So that's right down the road from us. But they're stopping people at the border. So Pennsylvanians can't get into Delaware if we're
going for
our booze anymore. So hopefully everybody is stocked up enough until this thing is
over. And John, as Andy said about having a bottle here, because Andy is actually at home helping out this interview. I'm in the XTU studio, so I will search the Andy box here of stuff just to make sure that the whiskey is still there, make sure it still tastes good, all right?
You better do that because you never know. You know, he could have made a desperate move and taken off with that bottle. Just, you know, he doesn't sound like that kind of guy. But you never know.
You never know.
You
put it past him for sure.
And wait, tell us what Andrew's talking about, following me on social media. What's with Granny Rich Official?
So Granny Rich, you know, she's got so many people that ask about her all the time, and she's always got little snippets of wisdom. She's 88, grew up in the Great Depression, World War II, all that stuff. Still runs her own business. She's a seamstress, so she's the lady that hems your pants or fixes your wedding dress or sews patches on the police uniforms, whatever, runs it by herself, smokes Marlboro Reds, and at the end of every day goes back home, kicks her feet up, watches Wheel of Fortune, and drinks a couple of cocktails of Redneck Riviera. I'm not kidding. That is what she does. And so we call her the queen of the working class. So all these people around the country are like, what's Granny saying right now? So I post videos and stuff, and we thought it's time Granny had her own channel. So we're going to start putting Granny Rich content on Instagram under Granny Rich. She's an awesome lady. And, you know, we're concerned about her because she's 88, you know, and you got to be concerned about everybody, but especially our older folks. I would say if you've got older folks in your life and your family, call them, check in on them a lot, make sure they know they're not forgotten about, and keep their spirits good, because older people that are active, that's why they're probably older, because they've stayed active. Right now, they can't be active, so they need to hear from us, and we need to make sure they're okay while we're all staying home at the same time. This is all hands on deck, and don't forget about people while you're stuck at home.
Absolutely. Thank you, John Rich. And check out the new musical PSA from Big and Rich called Stay Home. Thank you for keeping us entertained during this time, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, you got it. Y'all stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, John Rich.
See you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.